ॐ नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पाद्धृतविग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमीड्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि यथाग्नेर्दाहिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे स्थिता हिया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां सारदां प्रणमाम्यहम् प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुगे नमः सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। एवं प्रवर्तितं चक्रं नानुवर्तयति हयः अघायुरिन्द्रिया रामः मोघं पार्थ स जीवति। भगवान् कन्क्लूड्स् हिस् आर्ग्युमेण्ट् वैल् इन्सिस्टिङ्ग् द इम्पार्टेन्स् आफ् कर्मयोग इन् दि लैफ् आफ् an ignorant person. At any cost, a person should perform all his duties with the attitude of karma yoga. Karma yoga can be performed with four types of attitudes. Either it is as Ishvara Ajna, commandment of the Lord, or it is Ishvara Yajna, worship of the Lord out of gratitude for the gifts we have received, or for the sake of gaining jnana yogyata, chitta shuddhyartham, or at least for the sake of dharma, maintenance of universal harmony. Otherwise, if a person avoids his duties, it will lead to a life of hypocrisy. Or it is not possible for a person to avoid all the actions in his life, and Bhagavan told that inaction does not guarantee moksha or spiritual growth. Keeping all these arguments, Bhagavan told there is an universal harmony which is in the form of giving and taking. If a person takes something from the world and at the same time refuses to give back, he is not contributing to the universal harmony. Therefore, his life will be a life of sensory pleasures. He will be an Indriya Ramaha. He will be a sensualist, and his life will be a simple waste. Mogham Partha Sajivati. Why his mother gave birth to this fellow, we don't know. Hey Arjuna, this person's life is going to be an utter waste, and positively he will be an antisocial element. In the previous 15 shlokas, Bhagavan told Niyatam Kuru Karmatvam, you have to perform all your duties which are prescribed for you, Niyata Karmas. And he told Sharira Yatra, even for the maintenance of your physical life, you have to perform your duties. And he told Nahi Kachit Kshanam Api, no one can be free from duties, free from actions, even for a moment. Then the question comes, if that is so, then the duties are compulsory to all. How long a person should perform his duties? Is it compulsory to all, including a jnani, or it is only for an ajnani? For this hypothetical question, Bhagavan is going to answer 17th shloka. Yasvat maratireva syad atmatruptascha manavah atman evacha santushtah tasya karyam na vidyate. The answer given in this shloka is, Karma Yoga is a compulsory one for a ignorant person. By performance of Karma Yoga, that ignorant person gains purity of mind, Chitta Shuddhi, and he gets that Yogyata, Jnana Yogyata Praptihi, and ultimately he gains that Atma Jnanam. As long as a person's mind depends upon the external world for its happiness, peace and security, he has to perform Karma Yoga. When the mind is free from delusion, delusion in which form? That external world is the source of my peace, security and happiness is the delusion. So as long as this delusion is there in that person's mind, as long as his mind is full of raga dvesha, the person has to perform Karma Yoga. When the mind is free from delusion and raga dvesha, only then he can give up Karma Yoga. In the second chapter itself he told, Yadate moha kalilam buddhir veditarishyasi tada gandhati nirvetam shrotavyasya shrutasya cha. When your mind is free from this delusion, moha kalilam, then only you will have nirvedam, vairagyam, towards the shrotavyasya shrutasya cha, towards the thing, all the promises which you have heard already, and the, all the promises which you are going to hear afterwards also, towards everyone, every promise given by the world, given by the shastra, given by the philosophers, you will have vairagyam. Pariksha lokan karma chitan brahmano nirvedam ayas. This nirvedam is the important one. As long as this nirvedam is not there in the person's mind, he has to perform Karma Yoga. When this nirvedam, that is vairagyam, which is nothing but absence of running towards the world for the sake of happiness, peace and security, when this vairagyam comes naturally, he goes in search of the truth and finds that what is the reality of this creation, reality of his own nature. He finds that, he recognizes that eternal truth, that mayeva sakalam jatam, mayi sarvam pratishtitam, mayi sarvam layam jati. Entire creation is born out of me, sustained by me and goes back to me. Matta parataram nanyat kinjitasti dhananjaya. Other than me, in this creation nothing is there as a second real entity. Therefore, there is no other source of happiness, peace and security other than myself. I am that source which is giving ananda and which is giving the security and peace to entire creation. Where is the question of I running towards the external world for the sake of security and peace and happiness? All other joys are my reflection. I am the Bimba Anandaha. All the joys, all the peace, happiness and security which I am going to get in the world are nothing but Pratibimba, nothing but my reflection. Therefore, a jnani who understands this reality will never depend upon the Pratibimba Ananda, never depend upon the reflective happiness. Therefore, he is Atmanyeva Atmana Tushtaha. He alone is free from Karma Yoga. Here Bhagavan says, Tu. Yes, Tu Atmarati Revasyat is there. There the word Tu is there. It is hidden. Tu means but. However, it is a differentiating. The topic is differentiating. So far, Bhagavan was talking about an ajnani, an ignorant person. Now, in the next two shlokas, he is going to talk about a jnani. Therefore, he puts the word tu. However, yaha manavaha atmaratihi eva syat. If a person revels in himself, atmaratihi means atmani eva ratihi na vishayeshu yaha. One who revels only in himself, not in any sensory objects, not in any external object or people or situation. An ajnani can never be an atmaratihi. What is his idea about himself? His idea about himself is aham samsari, aham karta, I am doer, I am the sufferer, I am the bhokta, I am the enjoyer, I am dukkavan, I am parichinnaha. All these ideas are there in the mind of ajnani. Therefore, he has to depend upon external sources for his purnatva, for his ramanam. Ramanam means pleasure. So that is the reason from the childhood onwards, jiva always is expecting some support from the external world. Acharya in the Bhajagovindam says, balastavat krita saktaha. If from the childhood onwards the child is a atmaratihi, he never will be in need of toys or play. Balastavat krita saktaha, tarunastavat taruni saktaha. As even the child grows, becomes young man, he wants another type of companionship, another type of toys. Vriddhastavat chinta saktaha. So this dependence on the external world continues in spite of the growth, physical growth of this person. He needs always toys and balloons. The type of toys and balloons differ, but the toys and balloons always are there. In the childhood, it was an ordinary balloon. As even he grows and becomes a businessman, there is another balloon in business also. What is the nature of balloon? That which expands and that which compresses. What is that? Shareholding. All the share company is like a balloon. As even shares pops up, this fellow also goes to the bottom of the world. So the type of balloon differs, but balloon exists in his life. He is in need of that balloon. Similarly, toys also. Initially, it was a lifeless wooden toy or a plastic toy. Afterwards, a live toy in the form of children, wife, mother, and other things. Whereas, a jnani's knowledge about Atma is what? Aham Purnaha, Aham Ananda Swarupaha. Therefore, he can happily say that I am Atma Ratihi. Any action in human life is for the sake of security, peace, and happiness. When a person finds that all the three things are available with me, where is the question of him to do some action? Then Bhagavan says, Yaha Atma Triptascha Syat. Atma Triptaha. First condition was Atma Ratihi. He revels in himself. The second one is Atma Triptaha. Atma Jnane Eva Triptaha Na Anna Rathadina. Beautifully, Shankaracharya writes, Atma Jnane Eva Triptaha Na Anna Rathadina. We generally, ordinary person, get tripti when we take nice ice cream, nice food items and other things. But as far as Jnani is concerned, his tripti is unconditional. The one who is totally satisfied in himself, the one who is self-sufficient, the one who is at home with himself, he is called Atma Triptaha. An Ajnani can never be an Atma Triptaha. All his accomplishments are subject to relativity. Whatever he accomplishes in life is subject to relativity. Any relative accomplishment, there will be a chance of atriptihi. You can ask a Olympic gold medal winner, are you happy? One moment he will tell, yes, I am happy. I never expected that I will gain this gold medal. Then he will add one word called, but I have to maintain this status. I have to keep myself always in that status. That means what? Tripti is gone. So all the external accomplishments will be a relative one. Any relative accomplishment will be subject to atriptihi. Therefore, he can never be a Atma Triptaha. Then Bhagavan says, Atman Yeva Cha Santushtaha Syat. The one who is happy with himself. First is Ratihi Ramanam. Second one is Triptihi. Third one is Santushtihi. The one who is happy with himself. Bahyartha Labh Manapekshya Sarvato Vita Trishnaha. Without having any dependence on any external thing, Sarvataha, always he is free from all types of desires. For him, Tasya Karyam Na Vidyate. For him, there is no Kartavyam Karma. Karyam means what? Kartavyam Karyam, Karyam Karma. That is the compulsory duties will not be there for him. For whom? For a Jnani, there is no compulsory duties. His life, all his actions will be out of fulfillment, not for the sake of fulfillment. All the activities of a ignorant person is for the sake of fulfillment. He finds that he is not fulfilled. Therefore only desires are there, agendas are there, vacuum is there, inadequacy is there. to fulfill that vacuum and inadequacy only, all is a pravrutihi and nivrutihi. Whereas jnani is already full, therefore tasya karyam na vidyate. A jnani may do many actions. Here Bhagavan doesn't say jnani should not do actions. Bhagavan says jnani doesn't have any action. He need not do any action. There is nothing called compulsory duties for a jnani. He may do many actions. We find many jnanis have done so many great actions which ordinary persons cannot do. Swami Vivekananda, within 10 years he could roam entire 3/4 of the world. Shankaracharya, within 32 years he could roam entire India twice. So they could have done so many actions, but it is not for the sake of Purnatvam, it is out of Purnatvam. That is the difference. The difference is whether it is out of Purnatvam or for the sake of Purnatvam. So a jnani also may enjoy the life with external objects, people and situations. Since he is atmaratihi, atma santushtaha, atma triptaha, not that he will hate external objects. One nice ice cream comes means he will enjoy it. As ignorant person enjoys, he also will enjoy it. But when ignorant person enjoys that ice cream, that ignorant person attributes satyatvam for that ice cream and he says, because of this ice cream I am happy now. He attributes that source of happiness to the ice cream, whereas jnani knows that this ice cream is a mere instrument in bringing out my own Swarupa Ananda. He gives credit to the his own Swarupam, not to the external world. Similarly, when he is in the midst of the people, not that he will hate people. So I am Atma Triptaha, Atmaniyeva Santushtaha, I don't need any people's company. So I will not enjoy the people's company, not that. He will enjoy the people's friendship, he will enjoy the people's company, but he will not give that credit that this so-and-so particular person is the source of my happiness. As in the case of an Ajnani, Ajnani says, in the absence of my wife, in the absence of my children, in the absence of money, my life is gone. That is the idea. Why? Because he has given the credit that my security, peace and happiness depend upon the presence of these three people, objects and situation. Therefore, a jnani also may enjoy whatever comes according to his prarabdha in his life. He will enjoy, but he will not give credit to the external world. He will not be like a dog. You remember the dog story? The dog munching the dry bone. It munches the dry bone and the dry bone pricks the dog's mouth. Because of that pricking, blood comes. Dog thinks before pricking blood was not there, after stopping munching blood will not be there, therefore bone is the cause of blood. This is called dog philosophy. All ajnani have this philosophy that before come in contact with the external people, object and situation, I was not happy. After stopping the contact, I will not be happy. During the contact, I am happy. Therefore, external world, situation, people are the source of happiness. This dog philosophy will not be there in the mind of a jnani. Therefore, the presence or absence of external world does not make any difference. People are there, he is happy. People are not there, he is happy. Objects are there, he is happy. Objects are not there, he is happy. Problems are there, he is happy. Problems are not there, he is happy. This happiness will be an unconditional criterion behind this jnani's life. He is like a ocean, as Bhagavan told, apuryamanam achala pratishtam samudramapa pravishanti yadvat tadvat kamayam pravishanti sarve shanti maapnoti na kama kami. Like a ocean, he doesn't bother about the inflow of the river or evaporation of the water. His life is an independent life. He allows that prarabdha karma to take care of his physical existence. And in general, Shastra says his physical body and the mind will be the instrument in the hands of the totality in the hands of the Lord. Therefore, all his actions will be for the sake of loka sangraham. Out of purnatvam it will be, and for the sake of loka sangraham, whole life will be for him a happy affair. In spite of problems, in the midst of problems, he will sing a samagana. Ahu, ahu, ahu. Ahamannam, ahamannam, ahamannam. Ahamannado, ahamannado, ahamannada. Taittiri Upanishad describes about this jnani. So his life will be an independent one. All his actions and our external enjoyments will be out of purnatvam, never for the sake of purnatvam. Bhagavan continues. नैव तस्य कृतेनार्थो न कृतेनेह कश्चन न चास्य सर्वभूतेषु कश्चिदर्थव्यपाशयः. Here Bhagavan says, since a jnani has found out his purnatvam, his total independence, he doesn't depend upon either action for his fulfillment or inaction for his fulfillment. Generally, ignorant person is happy either actively by doing some action or withdrawing from that action, either by pravritti or by nivritti, either going towards something or going away from that, either living active life or living inactive life, he tries to find fulfillment, whereas a jnani is totally independent. Neither the action nor the inaction is going to either add his happiness or reduce his happiness. Whereas ajnani depends upon action or inaction for his happiness. For example, a workaholic is an ignorant person, very much attached to action, active way of life. We call him workaholic. For him, holidays means nightmare. He has to plan beforehand how to spend time. So nowadays they have found out one method, hangout. So for him, holidays means nightmare. Sickness means nightmare. Old age means he cannot think of old age. Retirement he can never think of. That is the reason, being a workaholic, after retirement also he goes in search of another employment. So sadhus used to say, those whoever go to second employment, sadhus used to call them, he is retired, not yet tired. Though he is retired, not yet tired. So that person, for him, inactive life is a nightmare. So he depends upon active life. And there is another category, a lethargic, lazy category. Never interested in doing any action, even for drinking water. He will wait anybody comes that side, and if anybody comes that side, hey, please bring one glass of water. You cannot make him happy by motivating him to do some action. So both are there as the problem in the life of ignorant person. Shastra says everyone has to prepare themselves for a situation wherein a person, either he may not have action at all, activity, active life at all. He has to prepare for his old age. Everyone prepares for their old age financially. They put bank deposit, insurance, share, so many things they prepare. But they don't prepare psychologically. That psychological preparation is zero. They don't know what to do with their leisure time. After retirement, they consider themselves, it is their own idea that I am waste in this society. They consider themselves as the waste. They become restless and problematic to the family members also. They will not allow anyone at rest because they are restless. So sitting in the easy chair, they will tell, don't do this, do this, don't do this. So the people who are younger generation, they will be fed up. As even the person opens the mouth, younger generation will avoid him. And because if he opens the mouth, he will start in 1947 like that. And younger generation, so fast generation, doesn't have leisure time to hear all these old stories. Why this restlessness? Because he has not prepared for his old age. That's why growing old gracefully and enjoying the leisurely life without loneliness requires tremendous preparation tremendous psychological maturity. Workaholic depends upon active life, a lazy person depends upon inactive life, whereas a jnani, he neither depends upon active life nor inactive life. As the situation comes to his life, he responds to that situation in a proper way. Bhagavan says, tasya jnaninaha, for that jnani, krityena karmana naiva arthaha. There is no benefit by doing any action. By being active, he is not going to get any benefit at all. There are so many jnanis who are active jnanis, like Swamiji and Shankaracharya. They went place to place and preached the Vedanta. They wrote lots of books and established mathas. So many great actions they did. But still, krithena arthaha naiva, there is no benefit as far as they are concerned. Then Bhagavan says, na akritena iha kashchana, nor they are going to benefit by leading an inactive life, a life of seclusion. Kritena arthaha nasti means, arthaha means not money. Here arthaha means purushartaha, chaturvita purushartaha. What are they? Wealth, artha, then kama, desire, fulfillment of desires, and then dharma and moksha. No benefit will be there for that person. Why? He being a jnani, he doesn't need even moksha also. He is already free. There is no question of gaining moksha in future as far as he is concerned. Therefore, there is no purushartha for him. Akritena, one more interpretation is there. First interpretation was akritena iha kashchana. He is not going to gain anything by not doing any action. Another interpretation is akritena anarthaha nasti. Anarthaha means papaha or pratyavaya papaha. Scripture says if you don't perform panchamaha yajna, which we saw in the previous classes, what are they? Indra yajna, rishi yajna, deva yajna, pitru yajna and bhuta yajna. These are all compulsory duties. If you don't perform that, you will have pratyavaya papa. You are not going to commit any sin, but here the sin will be in the form of omission. But as far as jnani is concerned, this pratyavaya papaha also not there. Because jnani is not going to perform any panchamaha yajna. There is no karma yoga for jnani. So will he get that pratyavaya papaha? Bhagavan says, akritena na anarthaha. Nothing can be added to his purnatvam. Nothing can be reduced from his purnatvam. No object or person or situation can give him something which he doesn't have. Nobody can give him anything which he doesn't have. Why? Because he has everything. He is a purnaha. He is purna vastu. In spite of problems, in spite of poverty, in spite of disease, those things will be there. As far as ignorant person is concerned, money is there, he is purnaha. Health is there, he is purnaha. Problems are not there, he is purnaha. Once all these come, then he will be a purnaha. But as far as jnani is concerned, he is a purnaha, a fulfilled person, in spite of the presence of problems and sickness and other things. He is purnaha even in seclusion. He is purnaha in the midst of the people. He is purnaha even in the seclusion. In short, his happiness is an unconditional one. Then Bhagavan says, Nachasya sarva bhuteshu kashchid arthavyapashrayaha. It's a beautiful assertion. Bhagavan says here, a jnani doesn't depend upon anything in the world, anyone in the world. Sarva bhuteshu. Acharya writes, Brahmadi sthavaranteshu bhuteshu. Even from the God, he doesn't want anything. He doesn't depend upon even on the God. Artha vyapashrayaha means purushartha vyapashrayaha, dependent for the sake of gaining this either artha, wealth or kama or dharma or moksha. He is independent of even gods. Therefore, he is not afraid of gods also. So, Bhagavan cannot challenge the jnani. Jnani will say, you try, whatever you want to do, you do. You can do anything to my body, not to me, because desham Atma Bhavati Gautama. Upanishad says the Jnani becomes the very self of the God who is trying to harm. There are so many gods who try to harm. That is why everybody is afraid of Shanishwara Bhagavan. Why? Because they think that the Shanishwara Bhagavan is a problematic person. Unless we give some bribe, unless you keep him in a humor, he will give lots of problems. Those type of fears will not be there. In his life, there is neither stick nor carrot. Either people go to temple, either for the sake of carrot. Carrot means what? To gain something. Or out of fear, it is called stick philosophy. But as far as Jnani's life is concerned, in his life, there is neither stick nor carrot. And he is not attached to any form of the Lord also. Because he knows in all the forms, I only exist. Mayeva sakalam jata. Shesham maya kalpitam. All the forms, whether it is divine form or ordinary form, all the forms are existing in me only. Therefore, on Tamil Jnani sang, Asai Arumin, Asai Arumin, Ishanodayinum Asai Arumin. Give up attachment from where? Not only from the world. Ishanodayinum. Don't have attachment even towards the Lord, even towards the particular form of the Lord. He doesn't have any emotional crutches in his life, either to the God or to the human being or to the animals. Many people don't have emotional crutches towards the God, like Nastikas, but they have crutches towards the human beings, my wife, my children, like that. And there are so many who don't have emotional crutches towards the God and towards the human beings also, but they are very much attached to dogs, pet dogs. They don't love their husband, they don't love their wife or children, but they are very much attached to pet dog. That's why one person is told to a Swamiji, it seems, Swamiji, I want to become a dog of my wife in the next Janma. Then the Swamiji asked, why? Because my wife never asked me whether you have taken coffee. When she comes from the office, she first question what she asks is, this was told by a Swamiji. The first question the wife asked is, have you fed that dog? She never asked me whether I have taken coffee or tiffin. So therefore I have a desire, Swamiji, at least in the next Janma, I should be a pet dog to my wife. That type of problems are there. Jnani doesn't have any emotional crutches like an Ajnani. And Jnani is not afraid of even kings. He is not afraid of gods. He is not attached to the gods. He is not attached to the human being. Does he has fear towards the human being, towards the Raja? Shastra says no. He doesn't have fear towards any powerful person in the world. There is a story in the life of Alexander. Alexander, when he came to India, he was told by his teacher that when you go to India, it's a problematic place, lot of fakirs will be there. Fakirs means jnanis. So don't take them casually, they have lot of wisdom. Try to persuade them and try to bring at least one jnani to our land. That will be the greatest prize by your invasion. So all the time Alexander was trying to take one jnani, one wise person. So when he was searching, many places he failed. One place when he was coming, that time a jnani as a newborn child without any cloth, just simply he was lying and enjoying the sunshine. Lying on the seashore and enjoying the sunshine. Then the attendants of the king, Alexander, they started shouting, hey, get away, Raja is coming, Raja is coming. So all the people ran away. But this jnani never bothered about it. As even they were trying to remove him from the path, Alexander reached that place and he asked, why you are troubling him? No, he is lying down like this. Then Alexander asked, are you not aware that I am Alexander the Great? I am the conqueror of the world. As even he told her, the jnani started laughing. Conqueror of the world? Have you conquered yourself? Then only you can say you are the conqueror of the world. Like that he mocked at him. So Alexander got angry. If you disrespect me, I will kill you. Oh, you will kill me? Like that he started laughing. You can never kill me. I am the very sword which you are using. I am very Alexander. Like that, he started giving one philosophical lecture. Alexander got wonderstruck. He thought, this is the person. Let me try to take him to our nation. So naturally, he cajoled him. Oh, I found you are a wise person. Please come to our nation. I will give you a lot of things. Then Jnani told, no, I don't want anything. Then Alexander asked, what do you want actually? See, before you are coming, I was enjoying nice sunshine. Now, because you are standing in front of me, the sunshine is obstructed. Just go away from me. That is the thing I want from you. So Jnani is neither afraid of anyone, nor he can be tempted or purchased by anyone. There is a story of Tyagaraja, a Tamil saint. This Tamil saint was very popular for his singing on drama. Beautiful songs he used to sing on drama. So Raja wanted to have him in his darbar so that he can have singing on himself also. With that idea, Raja sent messengers and Raja asked Tyagaraja, the saint, to come to darbar. The saint's brother was a materialistic person. He was waiting, at least one song if I can sing on Raja, I will get lot of money. This fellow, younger brother is Tyagaraja. So this fellow can sing so many things, but he refuses to sing. So he was persuading his younger brother to go. That time, without answering these people who were persuading, Tyagaraja sang a song. Nidisala Sukama, Ramudu, Sannidhi Seva Sukama. Oh mine, you tell me whether you get happiness in the presence of the Lord or you get happiness in the presence of the wealth. Nidhisala Sukama, Ramudu, Sannidhi Seva Sukama. In short, Bhagavan wanted to say, since a jnani is not dependent upon anybody, any situation, any object in the world, since he is a complete person, he doesn't need to do, he doesn't need to perform any karma, or he doesn't have any prescribed compulsory duties. His life is already has gone through various stages. From the dependence of the world, he has gone through the dependence of the Lord through Karma Yoga and Bhakti Marga. From the dependence of the Lord, he has gone through self-dependence. Now he is a self-dependent person. Hey Arjuna, you have to go through all these stages. Therefore only you have to perform your prescribed duties. So Bhagavan concludes his argument.
Tasmad asaktah satatam karyam karma samacharam asakto hyacharan karma paramapnoti purushaha.
Tasmad means therefore. It is a beautiful therefore. In the last two shlokas he talked about jnani and he told jnani need not do any duties. Tasya karyam na vidyate, he told. Suddenly now he says, tasmat you have to do karyam. Jnani doesn't have any duty, therefore you have to perform your duty. What type of tasmat is there? A mischievous tasmat. He should have told, jnani need not do any duty, therefore Arjuna expected, therefore Arjuna you also need not do any duty. But Bhagavan says, jnani need not do any duty, therefore you do duty. What is that therefore? Hidden therefore, there is a meaning. Jnani doesn't need any duty. You need duty being, hey Arjuna, you are an ignorant. Since you are an ignorant person, since your goal of life is freedom, freedom in the form of emotional independence, since freedom is attained through Atmajnanam, and since Atmajnanam is gained only when a person is a yogyaha, that is only when a person's mind is pure, and the purity of mind is gained only when a person performs karma yoga. All the stages are there in that one simple word, tasmat. Since you are ignorant, you have to go towards freedom, and freedom happened to be your goal. Freedom will be in the form of gaining Atmajnanam. Atmajnanam requires purity of mind. Purity of mind will be gained only when you perform karma yoga. Tasmat karyam karma samachara. Therefore, perform your duty, prescribed duty, which is in the form of Panchamaha Yajna. Karyam karma. Karyam karma samachara. Whatever is prescribed to you, otherwise this fellow will take part and kill everyone. Bhagavan told to be active. What is the way of active? Just I will kill all. What is the pramana? Gita is the pramana. You will misquote Gita. Therefore here Bhagavan says, karyam karma, prescribed duties. Prescribed duties which are in the form of panchamaha yajna. As far as duties are concerned, you should not have likes and dislikes, ragadvesha you should not have. However bitter the duty may be, never try to escape. The duty may be a pleasant duty or a bitter duty. Generally we try to do all the pleasant duties like thanksgiving. People, those who give thanksgiving in the meeting, it is my pleasant duty to give thanks like that. It may be a pleasant duty or a bitter duty. That is not the thing to do or not to do. You have to do it since it is a duty, whether it is bitter or a pleasant one. Never allow your likes and dislikes to interfere in your duties. Therefore, samachara, samyak achara, samachara. Samyak achara means don't do haphazardly. Perform diligently with all care and involvement, knowing that it is going to help you in gaining purity of mind, and ultimately it is going to help you gaining the freedom in the form of gaining the Atma Jnanam. Generally, great men are well known for their sincerity and objectivity while performing the most bitter duties. When we study the life of great people, we find that that great person happened to be most objective one in handling the situation, never allowing his own likes and dislikes to interfere with the situation, and most objectively he defines the situation and responds according to the situation. If you take Ramji's life, never allowed his likes and dislikes to interfere. When father told that I have given some boon, of course in a blank check, but it was filled in a wrong way, still since I have signed, you have to fulfill that check. Ramji immediately agreed. He never argued even. So greatness is not in the type of duty, but in the attitude and quality with which the duty is performed. Other may appreciate or may not appreciate, but you stick to your swadharma. Whatever is prescribed to you is called swadharma. You stick to your swadharma. Swadharma means prescribed to one particular person. Here, as far as Arjuna is concerned, what is his swadharma? Dharma yuddham. For the sake of righteousness in the society, as a kshatriya, he has to fight, and that battle will be a dharma yuddham. Though it appears to be a very painful one, involving killing all the gurus and kith and kin, but still samachara, samyak achara. Then Bhagavan says, satatam asaktaha san samachara. First idea is, perform your duties. Karyam karma samachara. Second one idea is, samyak achara. Karyam karma, samyak achara. Third idea is, satatam asaktaha san achara. Perform your duties always detached from ragadvesha. Asaktaha means, while performing that action, you should be a detached person. All your actions should be in the form of Ishvara Puja, and while receiving the benefit of the action, it should be received in the form of Ishvara Prasada. So while performing, have this Ishvara Arpana Buddhi. While receiving, have the Prasada Buddhi. Don't be like a vulture. Generally, all the human beings are like vulture. Whatever they do, one part of the eye will be what I will get. Like a vulture, it may fly very far away, but still one of the eye will be always on the dirty thing which is lying on the ground. Here Bhagavan says, don't be like a vulture, always seeing the material benefit. You be a asaktaha, a detached person. When should I detach? With regard to what situation I have to detach? Shall I have attachment with regard to particular situation? Bhagavan says, no. Satatam asaktaha. With regard to all situations, with regard to all actions, with regard to all people, always be a detached person. Detached person means not hateful, not hatred. Detachment never means hatred. It means never allow your likes and dislikes to interfere in your life. Likes and dislikes can be there, but it should not dictate your life. If you don't like, still you have to perform if it has to be performed. If you like, still you should not perform if it is prohibited. Generally, you ask all the modern people, why you have done? I like it. Shastra calls it is called an animal life. Prakrita jivaha is called. Prakriti vashangataha prakritaha, one whose life is dictated by his own likes and dislikes. Shastra calls him or her as a prakrita purushaha. Even if you don't like, if that particular thing has to be performed, perform it. For example, nobody likes to get up early in the morning. And for modern generation, which is the morning, we don't know. Because they go to bed 3 o'clock. And that is the time to get up, according to Indian atmosphere, Indian this one. Because here, 6 to 6, evening 6 to morning 6, there is no sunlight. Therefore, every part of the body wants rest. But modern generation is now active only between these 6 to 6 only. So he goes to sleep 3 o'clock. Shastra says, you will be a Ratrinjaraha. Ratrinjaraha means, you know what you know? Nishacharaha they are called. Only Rakshasas are allowed to be active in the evening hours or night hours. That is the reason that person goes to lots of psychological problems. Lot of psychological problems, stress and other so many other things. So here Shastra says, even if you don't like to get up, since you have to get up according to the prescription and you have to spend your time, because that is the Sandhya time, you have to remember the Lord, you have to perform certain Gayatri and Sandhya, you have to have prayers, you have to get up. You don't like, you tell, yes, yes, mind, I also don't like, but what to do, I will get up. 10 times you do, mind will tell, oh, there is no use. This person we cannot handle. He is not antagonizing me, but at the same time he is not obeying me. Generally what we do? Either we antagonize, try to avoid the mind, or we obey to that whims and fancies of the mind. Here Shastra says, you keep your likes and dislikes. Indriyasya indriyasya arte ragadvesha vivasthitav tayoho vasham na agache tauhasya paripantina. Bhagavan will tell this. Ragadvesha will be there, likes and dislikes will be there. I like coffee, you like tea. I like white color, you like a black color. That will be there, but that should not interfere with regard to your duties. With regard to duties, there is no place for likes and dislikes. Why? Because it is duty. Duty means compulsory one. And even if you like, don't perform the prohibited actions. A person may like to have alcohol, because other friends say, maja is there. There is an advertisement in a cigarette packet. Every puff is an assurance. Every puff is an assurance. That is the advertisement. So there is an attractive external world. There are so many friends to instigate you. You also start liking it. Never do it. Why? Because it is prohibited. Suram na pibet. Shastra openly says, Suram na pibet. Therefore, it should not be done. The benefit of this detached way of life is what? Bhagavan says, Asaktaha khyacharan karma paramatmoti purushaha. A person attains moksha. Param means moksha, by performing all his prescribed duties in a detached manner, by performing panchamaha yajna in the detached manner. Then the question comes here, Bhagavan says, asaktaha karma acharan param apnoti. By performing duties, the person gets moksha. How a karma can lead to moksha? Always Vedanta is very particular in telling, karma can never lead to freedom. Karma is the embodiment of bondage. Any action, whether it is manasa karma in the form of meditation, or vachikam karma in the form of japa, or what you call Veda adhyayana, Shastra adhyayana, or in puja in the form of physical actions, no karma can make you free. All karmas will give result of that action, but that result of the action can never be moksha. Shastra is very very clear in this. Why? Because moksha means it must be a permanent one. Permanent one means it should be available here and now. If it is available here and now, it cannot be a karma phalam. It cannot be a result of some action. It cannot be a future affair. But Bhagavan here says, perform your karma, you will get moksha. So our acharya comes to our rescue. He says, not directly, but ultimately, by performing karma with detachment, with the idea of karma yoga buddhi, if you perform all your duties, it will lead to chitta shuddhi, then guru prapti, then yogyata prapti, then jnana prapti, ultimately mokshaha. So with this shloka, Bhagavan established that an active way of life with karma yoga buddhi is most ideal one for general public. 99.999% of humanity should be active, should perform their prescribed duties with the karma yoga buddhi. Majority of humanity should take to this way of life only, because they lack in vairagyam, they lack in what you call chitta shuddhi. There are two exceptions in the shastra. One is for a jnani, he can be free from active life. Another is for a mumukshu, means a seeker who has already gained that maturity and vairagyam, who doesn't want anything as the result of his action, who wants only jnanam. For the sake of jnanam, he can take to sannyasa. Other than these two, all the humanity, Bhagavan says, it is very safe to go through this karma marga with karma yoga buddhi. Otherwise, simple taking a garva class, simply avoiding the, physically avoiding the duties, will not guarantee moksha. And it may lead to hypocritic life, and it may lead to your degeneration. Therefore, Arjuna, you have to perform karma yoga. So till now, Bhagavan considered Arjuna as a ajnani. All these advices for whom? For an ignorant person. But Arjuna may claim, I am not an ajnani. To whom you are talking, Krishna? What is your opinion about me? I am also a jnani. So tasya karyam na vidyate. Jnani doesn't need, I am being a jnani, I don't need any prescribed duty. You yourself told, for a jnani tasya karyam na vidyate. So therefore, I will not perform this war. I will not participate in this war. Because by this war, tasya karana vidyate. Then Bhagavan is more intelligent. If you say you are jnani, if you say kritena na artaha nasti, if you say that by performing this duty, kritena artaha, benefit is not there, I will say na akritena iha kashchana. By not performing also, you will not have any benefit. By running away also, you will not have benefit. Arjuna seeks to run away from the battlefield, telling that by kritena, I am not going to be benefited. Bhagavan will tell, na akritena iha kashchana. Jnani is a person who doesn't get benefit by not doing also. So he will not choose whether to do or not to do. As the situation presents, he will respond. Now since you are choosing not to do, that shows you are not jnani. You are not a jnani. Even if I accept that you are a jnani, still I will say, do your duty for the sake of loka sangraham. Loka sangraham means for the sake of welfare of the world, do your duty. Bhagavan is going to argue, because it's full of arguments between a confused person and a clear wise person. These arguments reflects our position. That is the reason Gita is universally accepted scripture. Wherever the person may be, you just replace the Arjuna and put yourself, all these doubts you will have. All these kuyukti, these are called kuyuktis. All these doubts you will have, Bhagavan will clarify every doubt. Those details you will see in the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane பிரணதக்லேஷநாசாய கோவிந்தாய நமோ நமஹா.